Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. All right, so I've got a very special guest that is with me, and I'm working on an audio piece right now. And let me see if I can get this individual. This is someone from, I think it's the CDC, but she's talking about what their plan is. No, she's with the WHO. She is with the WHO. So let me see if I can get to, yep, there's a good spot. And let's try this right here.
So what we need to do, and as we talk about monkeypox, is we have to talk about monkeypox as a whole and what needs to be done in endemic countries as well as the non-endemic countries. We need to increase our understanding through research, through the advancements of diagnostics, through therapeutics and antivirals. So there are different situations that are happening. One, in endemic countries where this virus has been circulating for a while, and much more attention needs to be paid to that. But in the non-endemic countries, we have about 200 confirmed cases, about 100 suspect cases, and those will be on the low end. We expect more cases to be detected. We are asking countries to increase surveillance. We have to expand surveillance. So particularly in countries that aren't used to seeing monkeypox, we need to equip ministries and governments and countries, health clinics, to be able to recognize what monkeypox is and to ensure that people who may be suspected as having monkeypox get the appropriate clinical care. We want to stop human-to-human transmission. We can do this in the non-endemic countries. And this is really critical because we're in a situation where we can use public health tools of early identification, isolation of cases, supported isolation of cases, talking with communities, listening to communities, engaging with communities to be part of the solution. This is not about WHO telling the world what to do. It's about working with communities.
Ideally, the response to COVID should be the establishment of a global healthcare system, a basic healthcare system for the entire human race. The COVID-19 crisis could be a really watershed moment, a moment of significant change in the history of surveillance, because surveillance is being revolutionized, transformed from over-the-skin surveillance to under-the-skin surveillance.
we really, as a global community, have another opportunity to do this right. And so what we want to make sure, and we are going to be working really hard across all of our partners, whether it's from manufacturing or whether it's from our ministries of health and whether it's the general public, to make sure you understand what the risk is. And we will be doing these regularly, you know, and inform you about what the risk is. And if the situation changes, we, of course, will issue information through all of our channels to member states and to the public. But we have a real opportunity here.
Over the skin surveillance to under the skin surveillance, ladies and gentlemen. How about that? From over the skin, cameras watching your every single move and tracking you, to under the skin surveillance. That is Yuval Noah Harari, and the woman's before that was Maria de Joseph van Kerkhoff. She is an American infectious disease epidemiologist, and she is a part of the Health Emergency Program at the World Health Organization, the technical lead for COVID response. My guest is Alex Newman, LibertySentinel.org. Welcome, Alex. How are you, sir? You must be muted.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, somehow my phone was on mute, but it's great to be here. Thank you so much, Pastor.
You're very welcome. Well, I know you're familiar with Yuval, and in listening to what you were just hearing about, you know, COVID and monkeypox, and these are great opportunities to increase surveillance, and these are great opportunities basically to mobilize and do a better job of locking us all up. Your thoughts and as you hear these things, knowing what you know.
Yeah, well, thank you. And really, that is the plan. That's what they want to do. They want to turn the entire world into what we saw recently in Shanghai, where you have no freedom, where you cannot leave your house unless your overlords give you permission to do it. You cannot go to church. You cannot go to a funeral. You cannot do anything unless your masters say that that's acceptable. And they'll use any pretext that they can think of, whether it be COVID or monkeypox or bird flu or you name it, to steal your freedom. We know that's their agenda. Giving up your freedom is not going to keep you safe. It's not going to keep you healthy, but it will put you in grave danger. And, you know, I think one of the things that people need to understand about the WHO right now, they're involved in this massive power grab. They're coming up with a new international pandemic treaty. And what they want to do is grant themselves power to do absolutely anything. And they've made that very clear. They've told us over and over and over again that they consider climate change to be a public health crisis. They've told us that they consider gun violence to be a public health crisis. They've told us that they consider racism to be a public health crisis. And so there's no area of your life that would be unaffected by granting the WHO these totalitarian powers that they are seeking. And when you add to it the agenda that the World Economic Forum is pushing, the transhumanism, the stuff that we just heard Yuval Noah Harari talk about, you realize that this comes straight from the pit of hell, Pastor. It's absolutely horrific.
Well, and the scary part, and we talked about this with Dr. Judy Mikovits last week on the program, and she's written about it in her Plague of Corruption book, and that is that since 1962, we have been being injected with vaccines that have been incubated in monkey brains. So we have mixed animal blood with human blood via these vaccines. The good news is that every 7 years, your body regenerates. And thank God, you know, we have our liver to dispose of waste and things of that nature. But the bad news is that, you know, we're susceptible to these issues. And if we continue to get boosters every year and flu shots and things of that nature, Alex, we open ourselves up potentially to be impacted by these kinds of now man-made and lab manufactured diseases.
Yeah, and there is a lot of that going on. You know, the horrifying research that they're doing in these laboratories, and the ongoing weakening of our immune system that is being, I think, deliberately engineered, is going to combine to produce really a disaster. I mean, we are in some really serious trouble here when you look at what's been happening to people who took these injections, right? We see that their immune systems are getting weaker and weaker. They're now more likely to die from COVID. They're now more likely to end up in the hospital from COVID. The numbers coming out of Europe, where they're keeping better track of this, show that they're at massively higher risk for all-cause mortality, right? Dying from all kinds of different things. And many leading experts in this field, including doctors, many who I've interviewed, have said that what this has done is destroy their immune system. So you combine the deliberate destruction of people's immune systems with these bizarre pathogens that are being engineered in laboratories right now all around the world. You know, Wuhan is just one among many right. of these labs that are being funded by the U.S. government, where they're engineering freakish new pathogens. You realize something very dangerous is going on. And then when you listen to the elites, Pastor, they have been so outspoken about their desire to see less people on this planet. I mean, they come out and they say it publicly, right? It's not that they're discussing this in smoky rooms and we're speculating. They're telling us in public they think there's way too many of us. Bill Gates stood up on stage at a TED talk and said one of the reasons he loves vaccines so much is because they'll help reduce the population. He said, if we do a really great job with vaccines and reproductive health care, which means abortions, then we can hopefully reduce the population by 10 or 15%. This is the language of a madman, of a psychopath. And yet this is also the same guy who's peddling the injections, who's telling us what to do in response to these alleged pandemics, who's one of the biggest donors to the World Health Organization. Between, you know, the Communist Chinese and Bill Gates, the WHO is basically a wholly owned subsidiary of evil. So we are in some big trouble here, and we've got to keep exposing this stuff, and we've got to keep resisting.
Well, and we've got to build up, I believe, people's faith, you know, and I know that's something that you do on your program. It's something that we work to do here on Chosen Generation Radio as well, because, you know, I watched a couple of things over the weekend. I watched the Bonhoeffer documentary, which was really incredible. You can find it on Amazon. I'll get a link for it up this week, but it was incredible watching what he did and his resistance against Hitler and against the Nazis and what he talked about relative to the full measure of Jesus Christ on a life. And the church has shrunk back so much because they don't believe in the inerrancy of the Word of God. They don't believe in absolute truths anymore, Alex. They don't believe in the power of the Holy Ghost. They don't believe that God still works in signs and wonders, and that out of our mouths we speak life and we speak death. They don't believe in who we are and Jesus' pronunciation that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and then repent, but that repentance means freedom. And America, in my opinion, is the epicenter for God's plan for spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yep, and there's no nation on earth in human history that has taken the gospel to as many people, as many nations as the United States has. And so clearly God used America, and clearly God's hand was involved in the founding of America. I mean, every one of our founding fathers, including incidentally Benjamin Franklin, who's often known as the least religious. I mean, maybe he wasn't even a Christian. It's hard to know, but certainly not one of the devout Christians like many of the other founding fathers. Even he said, you know, it's obvious that God's hand has been involved in this. So do we think that an empire is going to be able to rise without the assistance of divine providence? Amen. And so our founding fathers recognized that, you know, God was at work here. In fact, when they declared independence, they appealed to divine providence. They appealed to heaven because they had exhausted all the appeals to human authorities, the king and the parliament and the governors and all the rest of it. Unfortunately, you know, now I know America is not Israel, but I'm just struck by the parallels between the Old Testament Israel and their relationship, right? They were a people that knew God. They were a people that God chose, that God used. And then they went, as the Bible explains it, whoring after other gods. They They started sacrificing their children to demons, to Molech and to Baal. And then we look at what has happened in our country. Our country was a nation that was founded on biblical principles, that a nation that clearly knew God. And now we're at the point where we've murdered 60 million of our own children. Yeah. We're at the point where the state school board in California mandated that kids chant praises to these demonic pagan deities of the Aztec Empire, the gods of cannibalism and war and human sacrifice. I mean, the parallels are striking. And if God is consistent, then I expect we're going to see some very serious turbulence in the days ahead.
There's no question. And to suggest that America is a nation that I believe God ordained does not mean that America replaces Israel, whom we know God ordained. What it means is that through America, God has a plan. And that's why America and Israel are so closely linked to one another and need to remain that way. It's not a replacement theology to suggest that God would raise up a nation like the United States of America to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. We'll be back with more. Alex Newman is my guest, coming up right after this.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net.
Use CGR for 5% off. That's CGR, all caps, for 5% off.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gin Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green fuel tabs. Green fuel tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Alex Newman. For those of you that are watching, you can see his page, LibertySentinel.org. LibertySentinel.org. And I really encourage you to check out the writings that are over there and the things that are happening over there. You know what? I just thought of this, and I apologize. I didn't ask you in the break, so I know I'm gonna catch you a little cold on this, but I'm just curious your thoughts. I wrote an article outlining why I believe that Mehmet Oz should not be a United States senator, his Turkish citizenship, his declaration of Islam, and in particular, his statement that Kathy Barnett was Islamophobic for stating a fact, which is that Islam was founded on pedophilia. Muhammad was a pedophile who married Aisha, a six-year-old girl, had sex with her at 10, and her father is the one who started, I believe it's either the Shiite or the Sunnis, and became the quote-unquote leader of that particular group. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I've got some serious concerns about Dr. Oz, too, including his publicly expressed views on things like lockdowns. He actually praised the Communist Chinese response to COVID. And we know what the Communist Chinese response was. It was barbarism, brutality, total tyranny, welding people into their houses. I mean, we see what's going on in Shanghai right now. It is unbelievable. I mean, it's dystopian. We've never seen anything like this in human history, with drones flying around and barking orders at people to get back in their apartments, and robot dogs blasting messages running up and down the streets. I mean, people being beaten, their pets being executed. It is unbelievable. And to have somebody in an American state, in our political process, praising that kind of response is very troubling to me. He's also been an outspoken supporter of so-called sex changes for children. I mean, really? Are we at this point in our politics where it's acceptable for a Republican to argue in favor of castrating young boys or removing breasts and mutilating the genitals of young girls? It's beyond appalling. And, I'm really discouraged to even see this happening in politics at the national level. It's scary, and it shows you how far our country has fallen. I mean, this guy's supposed to be it's unfortunate.
Yeah, I know it really is. And now, you know, he's saying that he thinks he's won. I mean, I'm not suggesting, I know there are a lot of people who have issues with McCormick and his relationship with McConnell and so on and so forth. But folks, you can't have someone, I've said this and I'll say this again. If Oz ends up in that seat, there will be a military parade in Turkey at some point, and sitting next to Erdogan will be a family member of Mehmet Oz, sending a very clear message that he belongs to Turkey, and Turkey will tell him how he's going to vote. And subsequently, if President Trump ends up becoming the president again, he will be beholding to Erdogan because of Mehmet Oz. It's not a good place for us to be at all, in my opinion, at all.
No, I agree with you 100%, Pastor. It's very, very troubling. And I've been to Turkey. I was in Istanbul just a couple of years ago. And, at the time they were arresting both Christians and journalists. And I happened to be a Christian and a journalist. It was just more than a little bit troubling, as you might imagine.
Sure.
And, you'd think that if you want to run in politics here, you'd at least be willing to give up your citizenship of, a country like that, of a government like that. But unfortunately, that's not what we've seen. So
no. On the good news side, I know that we and on the action side, we are seeing parents show up at school board meetings. We are seeing patriots that are showing up and rallying against the things that the left is trying to take away from us. Give me your sense. Is there a revival that could come to America? Is that possible?
Well, it is possible. It's always possible. God can do anything. And, I'm seeing a lot of encouraging things happen. I'm seeing pastors that are suddenly coming to their senses. I'm seeing pastors grow backbones. I'm seeing more and more people get politically active. But we need to recognize that in tandem, it's getting darker and darker. You know, you mentioned the parents who are now getting involved in school board meetings. Well, as that's happening, the Biden administration is weaponizing the Department of Justice and the FBI to target parents going to school board meetings using counterterrorism resources. They actually had their counterterrorism people monitoring a member of Moms for Liberty.
Yeah.
When this lunatic shot up the place in Buffalo, they passed a piece of legislation that, according to Congressman Jim Jordan, basically legitimizes everything that the DOJ and the FBI have been doing since Biden took power, which is basically acting as political enforcers of the unconstitutional agenda of the Biden administration. So I think all of this is going to cause more people to wake up. And again, I am encouraged by some of what we see. We see a huge exodus from the government brainwash camps. We see a lot of Republicans now realizing that the Republican establishment, the rhinos, are a big part of the problem rather than part of the solution.
Yeah.
So those things are encouraging, but we need a lot more.
Well, and relative to that Buffalo shooting, now it's coming out, a former FBI, ex-FBI, is coming out and suggesting that the FBI had foreknowledge about that shooting and there may have been some involvement in that. And with the Sussman trial, finally, John Durham is really pulling back the curtain and exposing the corruption that we've all known is there. And, when you shine light in the darkness, the rats run. But we've got to keep shining the light. Alex, I thank you for all that you do. LibertySentinel.org. LibertySentinel.org. Please be get over there and get signed up for his email and give him a listen.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. On the
pitch.
And this borewell we have put. And pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the program. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a green fuel tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today. Drop a green fuel tab in your tank and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And my special guest is Dr. Carol Lieberman. She is an expert witness forensic psychiatrist, and she has been on many of the major trials as an expert witness. And she is with us today to give us some analysis. There's a lot of different areas where I think that, you know, discussing these things and examining these things is critically important. We can begin. First of all, Dr. Carol, welcome. It's so good to have you. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Let's begin by talking about, you know, some of these shootings. We're finding out now in Buffalo that perhaps the FBI knew about these things ahead of time. There's been discussion potentially that the shooter in Uvalde, the cartels in February said that they were going to be coming after Customs and Border Protection agents and their families. And Uvalde houses a large percentage of those, and there were a number of them that were children in that school, in that classroom. But it takes a certain mental place to be engaged and involved and to be acting out in the way that these shooters are acting out. Can you talk to us about how perhaps a culture or a society might create this kind of mental outlook and approach?
Yes. I have been talking about this, warning about this for years, literally decades. Back when, even before Columbine, mm-hmm. because there's such a relatively simple, well, relatively clear in any case, explanation for these things. And yet nobody wants to pay attention to do the hard work to fix the real problems. Instead, they focus on guns, gun control. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not saying, you know, that teenagers necessarily should have such, you know, free access to guns or to be given guns as presents, you know, when they clearly, their parents should see that they are somewhat unstable, the children. Mm-hmm. But it has to do with a dysfunctional family. Oftentimes that includes being fatherless, you know, having a father not involved with the family. It includes an addiction to violent video games, where they practice being a shooter for years. Oftentimes it also involves some kind of mental illness that has either been undiagnosed or insufficiently treated. There are warning signs, red flags up the kazoo that nobody is paying attention to, neither parents nor the teachers. For example, in Texas, the mother said, you know, who the mother who's a drug addict and the father who's, you know, out to lunch somewhere. Nobody, the mother says that she knew that her son was a loner. You know, she's trying to say that she didn't know that he had any more serious problems. He was just a loner. Well, that is one of the clear signs of a child having problems. Either they're being bullied or they're being isolated because the other kids think that they're a nerd.
Something.
I mean, yeah. That's it, especially late teens, early 20s is when schizophrenia starts rearing its ugly head. And so, and this, I think he was 18 when he did the shooting.
Yeah.
And so, you know, these are signs that, that certainly there were, even if the mother or the father didn't know that this is schizophrenia, or maybe, you know, possibly schizophrenia, they mm-hmm. certainly knew or should have known that he had mental problems and they should have taken him to a psychiatrist. Same thing with Buffalo. The perpetrator of the Buffalo attack, that's really a doozy. His red flags, he was planning it for months.
Right.
You know, what he is and the one in Texas, these are, we're going to be seeing a lot more of these shootings, either school shootings, supermarket shootings, mass shootings, because of a phenomenon called bedroom terrorists. During the lockdown, when people had, you know, so much time on their hands and they were locked down,
right?
A lot of them, especially teenagers, spent it online, spent it on playing violent video games, and now they are ready for action. They've, you know, pent up a lot of feelings, a lot of alienation, and so on, and they're angry, and they're coming out shooting. And but even before, you know, this didn't just start with COVID. I mean, obviously, this has been happening before, but
yeah.
But we're going to be seeing more now because of COVID and because of the time that they had to marinate in all of this violence.
Let me ask you a question. One of the things you talked about, mental illness, and certainly it sounds like we're talking about a lot of mental illness or wrong thinking. But one of the things that the APA has been kicking around is the idea that belief in religion, belief in God, is also a potential mental illness, that it's belief in a fairy tale. How do you respond to those kinds of thoughts amongst the APA? And yeah, let me just leave it at that.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. I used to be, when I was a psychiatric resident at NYU Bellevue, I was super involved in the APA and even beyond that. I was super involved both on a national level and a local level.
Okay.
And then, and I used to go to all the spring meetings and so on, you know, the annual APA meetings. And then I started getting a little jaded, because I saw that some of the lecturers at these meetings, psychiatrists were touting certain drugs, certain medications, and it turned out that they had an affiliation with that. A drug company was paying them to talk about this kind of medication.
Okay.
And I was on the National Public Affairs Committee of the APA.
Okay.
And so we were always told, if there's a shooting, don't say it has anything to do with mental illness, because, you know, we don't want to stigmatize the mentally ill. Now, I don't want to stigmatize the mentally ill either.
Right.
But we have to call spades spades, and because otherwise, how are they going to get help? I mean, and yes, not all, you know, by mental illness is a term that really can encompass
anything. It's a broad term.
From just your garden variety anxiety, you know, that pretty much everyone has these days, to schizophrenia or manic depressive illness, also called bipolar. So it could be, you know, very severe mental illness or something just kind of relatively common. But we have to say what it is. So when you bring up, and also I was very involved in the creation of one of the diagnostic and statistical manuals. And it's by committee. And you look at research, of course.
Right.
But so much of it is political within the organization, you know, like whether the terms gender dysphoria and homosexuality, you know, all of that. There were certain people who wanted these things out of there. And the fact that I actually hadn't heard that, what you just said about that. I heard rumblings,
right.
But I haven't heard anything new, a major issue about it, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, you know, it's just whoever seems to be running the ship. Of course, it's not a mental illness, and we are being religious or having. We are suffering from not having enough religion in our lives. Going back to COVID,
mm-hmm.
you know, the fact that so many religious institutions have been closed or are going by Zoom.
Right.
Is really ruining, you know, is really taking a toll on everybody's mental health.
Sure.
After 9/11, what got us back to being relatively sane, we're still not over 9/11, but what helped a lot was that people flooded back into and those who were always into stayed in churches and synagogues and
right.
various religious institutions.
Right.
That's what helped us. Now, you know, that has been closed off, and yes, it has taken a big toll.
Well, you lose the issue of hope, Dr. Carol. That's that, you know, people lose the idea of hope. They lose the idea of, you know, of the thought of a future and what does the future hold? And when you tell people, you know, when you have children, especially, I was mentioning this in one of my earlier segments, kids are smart. I mean, they're smart. Kids are a lot smarter. Adults like to treat, you know, 6-7
yeah.
year olds like they're like, I don't know, like they're little babies. Well, they're
yeah.
they're young. They're not matured, but their brains work. They're thinking. They understand. They're not, when they're presented with truths and facts, they process those things. That's why you have, you know, certain individuals and certain entities that are starting to indoctrinate children at 4 years old. And by the
yeah.
time they're 9 years old, they've got them convinced of certain things. And one of those things is that thing that's growing inside of you needs to be killed. Well, when you're telling, I mean, kids know that's a life. So when you're telling them to kill, and when murder and death becomes the culture that they grow up in, is it any surprise then that not only do they not value their own lives, but they don't value the lives of others? And man, as a former Cold War Russian linguist, having spoken to Russians in that time and after, I can tell you, coming out of that atheistic society and culture, murder was not a big deal because life was nothing. They were, might as well shoot a tree. Back with more.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water. And that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water. And all the communities are so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the water. God bless you. And keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thanks to Pastor Grigion and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process, reduces emissions, and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings.
Hi, I'm Tim Schaff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off-limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest, Dr. Carol Lieberman, expert witness forensic psychiatrist, .com, expert witness forensic psychiatrist.com. Is that the best way to get to you, Dr. Carol, or what's the easiest way?
Well, that's the best way if you have a lawsuit and you want an expert witness, but also I also have terroristtherapist.com. There's a lot of good stuff on that.
Cool.
And drcarol.com, but that's my oldest website, so and Carol is with an E at the end.
Okay.
Or of course my Twitter, and which they've taken away some followers, but they've still let me rant.
Oh well, good for you. They banned me for life. They were like, "Now nah, you're out of here." You know, I don't know. I called Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore, and they had a problem with that. They look, when you're on the House Intelligence Committee and you run a prostitution ring with a Chinese woman, I don't know what else to call you.
yes.
So you know, and then you give away our secrets as Reuters. Yes. Discovered that a top secret NSA spy program is now being used by the Chinese against us.
Oh wow!
Yeah, and that's come out. So yeah. Anyway, I love that site. I love the pink chair and the whole bit. Lions and tigers and terrorists. Oh my. So terroristtherapist.com. I think that's easier for people to remember. Terroristtherapist.com, Dr. Carol Lieberman. Okay. So one of the things we talked about, just kind of a change of pace, is the Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial that's going on. She is being sued for $50 million on the charge that she defamed Johnny Depp in an article that she wrote, an op-ed that she wrote in 2018. And her defense is well, most of what I wrote about him was already out in tabloids and in other tabloids, and other people had written the majority of what I basically just validated and said, yeah, that's true. But most of it was already out. Am I on? Is that kind of the setting?
Well, yes and no, but okay. there has been nothing out that was in first person. That was the big difference. She portrayed herself as the victim of a survivor. You know, I think she was trying to say she was a survivor of domestic abuse. And yes, she didn't mention his name, but everybody knew who it was. She was only married to, you know, he was the main person in her life. And plus, 2 years before, she had filed a temporary restraining order, and it came out at trial that her publicist had tipped off TMZ to come to the courthouse and to take a picture of her bruise, the alleged bruise. And so it's been a very interesting trial. I have watched pretty much almost 100% because I'm commenting on it several times a week on court TV.
Okay.
So I need to know what's going
on. What's going on? Sure. Sure. All right. So you've been watching this trial go on. Give me some of your impressions.
Well, Amber Heard is an absolute liar. She should be charged after this with perjury. I mean, first of all, I hope that Johnny wins. He really showed his true he exposed himself from the beginning, not in that way.
Okay.
He exposed his life and his feelings. When he testified at the very beginning and at the end. And he talked about his mother, how she was abusive to him physically and emotionally. She would, run around hitting him with all kinds of things and throwing things at him, which is exactly what Amber did. Yeah. And she also would abuse him emotionally with all of these, you know, harsh words. And so, ultimately, what he did was he married his mother. Amber, you know, was similarly abusive. And a lot of times people do marry someone who is like the parent of the opposite sex, like them or exactly opposite, or there's some particular quality. Because people are trying to work out their relationship when they were growing up, you know, things that they were hurt by. I'm not necessarily abused, but things, painful things in their childhood.
Okay.
And so they marry somebody to try to help them work that out, have the fairy tale come out with a happier ending. But it doesn't work. I mean, unless you get significant therapy during the time, it doesn't work.
Okay.
So that's what he did unconsciously. It's all unconscious.
Right. Subconsciously. And, okay.
Right. And that's what she did. And she admitted it on tape, which was very strange. You know, throughout their marriage, throughout their relationship, she kept taking audio tape, videotape. I mean, who does that during a relationship if you love somebody? She was setting him up from the beginning, too. He was her payday. And really, things got worse when he foolishly didn't ask her for a prenup, and after they got married and he asked her for a postnup, that's when the abuse got worse from her, because she didn't want to sign anything, you know, that would limit how much money she would get from him. And so the trial has been really fascinating because first of all, the witnesses, some of the it's clear that she was lying during her direct and cross examination. It's so funny. The first day she didn't cry and she was saying all these things that were so horrible, and her mouth was twisting, you know, her bottom of her face was contorting to show how, you know, horrible these things were. But the top of her face, her forehead, wasn't moving at all. Now, unless she has a lot of Botox in the forehead to explain the not moving, Really, that's a sign, that's one of the many signs that she showed, of lying, that when parts of your body don't match other parts of your body, that's a sign of lying. But what was funny was, after her first day, there was a lot on Twitter about how she was telling these stories, but she wasn't crying, you know, how unbelievable she was. And so the next day, lo and behold, she managed to eke out a couple of tears. And then it turned out that her drama teacher took the stand, and she talked about how it was very hard for her to cry on cue, like to teach her to, you know, to be able to be in parts where you have to cry. It was very hard for her to get tears. She could cry if something was real, but not if she was trying to act. So it's just bad acting. And you know, I hope that people realize it. I hope that it was clear. I mean, it was clear online, but I hope that the jury, it was clear to the jury.
Interesting. And that's interesting. You know, I watched some of it, and I have to tell you, I wasn't positive who was saying what. I mean, obviously there's a lot of adoring fans, you know, that adore Johnny Depp. And
well, I wasn't an adoring fan. I mean, I didn't have any feelings one way or the other. Like, I never saw Pirates of the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. I mean, it wasn't as a fan.
Oh no, I understand. I wasn't suggesting. No. You were speaking as a professional from a professional perspective. I was just making an observation about you know, what I had seen.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, the people that were, you know, that, you know, when he would show up, there would be that,
yes.
When, you know, in the,
yes.
in the crowd, in the courtroom, it was very
yes.
obvious that the crowd was very much in his corner and supportive of him.
Absolutely. And, people would come, you know, so early yeah. and stay there overnight to get
right.
tickets to come in.
Right.
Yes, it was amazing.
Yeah, it's something else. We're going to run out of time here. I really appreciate what you're saying. So your feeling in this is that hopefully the jury is going to make a decision in favor of Johnny Depp.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.
Everyone is being affected by higher prices at the pump. Maybe you've seen the meme where the man calls the police to say he's been robbed. Where did this robbery occur? The dispatcher asks. At pump number 7, says the man. Can you describe them? Sure, they had flashing lights and a long trunk. Unfortunately, the price of gas and diesel is no longer a laughing matter, and it's causing us all to have to rethink our lifestyles. We have an answer for you. Green Fuel Tabs. Green Fuel Tabs by Green Fuel Global are a fuel enhancer and conditioner that actually accelerates the combustion process. Reduces emissions and cleans the entire engine system without use of harmful detergents. Our products are EPA registered and have been used commercially for almost 2 decades. So stop getting gouged at the pumps. Just drop a Green Fuel Tab into your tank and save from 10 to 20% on your next tank of fuel. Head over to greenfueltabs.shop. That's greenfueltabs.shop. $2.50 will treat a 10-gallon tank. Get your order in today, drop a Green Fuel Tab in your tank, and start experiencing the savings. Hi, this is Pastor Greg for Coco Lassus. Coco Lassus, right here, folks. This stuff is absolutely delicious. Dark cocoa and black molasses. And talk about healthy. Wow. Vitamins, minerals, nutrients. This stuff is absolutely dynamite. And it tastes great. Just take a cup of hot water and take some cocoa molasses, measure it out, and I'm going to get every last drop of it right here, boy. Take my spoon, scoop that cup right out so I can get every last drop of cocoa molasses. Got my cocoa molasses right here in my cup. Stir it up. You can put a little more, a little less, whatever you prefer. And bottoms up. Oh, man, that's good. Cocoa molasses to your health.